Do you love the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you love, obviously to a much lesser degree, the nation in which we live, America? Hey, can you be a lover of God and a lover of country without being a racist, a white supremacist, or a Christian nationalist? Good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries. And today we want to talk about faith and politics. There is an intersection that we can't get away from between faith and politics. And when the political world starts to bleed into the moral world and into what the Bible has to say about sex, about gender, about life, Christians need to stand up and speak the truth in love. I was listening just this morning to an interview that my friend Kirk Cameron did with David Barton, and he was talking about why so few pastors stand up and speak up about issues that everyone else in the country is talking about. He said, you know, you talk to your neighbors, you talk to your friends, you talk to people at work. What are they talking about? They're talking about the issues of the day, and then you go to church and you want to hear, what does the pastor have to say from the Word of God? What does God say about these issues? And so many churches, oh, we don't want to touch that. We don't want to get political. We don't want to be divisive in any way. So we just talk about things that the world is not talking about. I think it's very important for pastors to talk about the things that people are talking about and give them a Christian worldview, a biblical worldview, a biblical answer to those questions. And so in that intersection, abortion, obviously a huge issue, and the Democratic Party, Joe Biden, has made it the issue in voting in November. Hey, abortion, if you don't vote correctly, obviously voting for a Democrat in his opinion, then you don't care about a woman's right to choose, and abortion is the main thing that they are shooting for, which many Christians on Twitter especially have said, hey, if you're a Christian and you're going to say you're voting Democrat, well, this is what the leader of the Democratic Party, Joe Biden, this is what he has said. It's all about abortion. So how in the world can a Christian in good conscience before God say, well, the Lord is leading me to vote for the brutal dismemberment of the unborn? Obviously, that is an impossibility. God would not ever lead anyone to vote for a candidate who is for the brutal dismemberment of the unborn. I have said before on many occasions, it's not original with me. I heard it in a sermon from Adrian Rogers, but I agreed with it wholeheartedly. I would not vote for my own mother if she were running for office and if she were running under a pro-abortion platform. There's no way I would vote for that. I wouldn't vote for anybody that is going to be for the brutal dismemberment of the unborn. And so faith and politics, they do intersect. All the stuff we're hearing today about transgenderism and the mutilation of children, it's almost as if the left says, if we can't kill you in the womb, then we're going to destroy you early in life, and we are going to help you transition through surgeries that are straight out of Nazi Germany, and that's supposed to help you. That's going to destroy you right out of the starting gate. And Christians have to stand up for the truth, and we have to stand up for the rights of the unborn and those that can't speak for themselves, and for children who don't know the difference. You don't let a child drive a car when they're eight. You surely don't let an eight-year-old make the decision to transition to another sex because he feels like a woman or he feels like a man one day. That's just craziness. You know, your kid might feel like a horse one day, but you're not going to transition him or her into a horse. It's mind-boggling how so many pastors don't stand up and speak the truth in love on these issues that are so vitally important. So if we love America, does that mean we're bad people? Does that mean we're Christian nationalists? Does that mean we're idolaters? Oh, you guys worship America. I don't worship America. I like to live in America. I like the freedoms that we have in America. I heard Bishop E.W. Jackson. I love Bishop E.W. Jackson. He's coming to First Baptist Texarkana on November 6th, right before Election Day on November 8th. I love Bishop E.W. Jackson because he doesn't mince words and he is straightforward. He's a straight shooter. He's a warrior for the truth. His attitude about loving America and wanting God to bless America, he said, it's no different from your home. He said, you know, if you love your home, is that a bad thing? If you want your home to be blessed by God, is that somehow an evil thing, a bad thing? He said, I live in America. I want America to be blessed. I want God to bless America, and I want America to be on blessing ground. And that is critical. We so often say, well, God bless America. You know, every politician, you know, God bless America when they finish their talk. Well, the question is, can God bless America? Is America on blessing ground? You know, when you're living a life just as an individual, if you're living a life that's totally against the revealed will of God, revealed in His Word, and you ask Him to bless you, how in the world would God be able to do that? God's not going to bless sin. Lord, I'm participating in this sin. Would you please bless me in this extortion plan I have to extort this person out of $100,000? Well, God's not going to bless you in sin. And when a nation has said no to God's will, God's word, and God's ways, and then has the audacity to say, and God bless me in this, the rejection of your will, your word, your ways, there's no way God's going to bless you. We desperately need to get back on blessing ground. And when you live your life on blessing ground, then God can bless you. The Bible says, God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, ourselves with God, and the blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Debbie and I were in Branson, Missouri. We left on Thursday morning, and we love Branson, Missouri, and we saw several shows while we were there. And we saw for the first time Clay Cooper. Some of you may have seen Clay Cooper's show. He's been in Branson for a long time, and I was so impressed with his show and with his bold faith. I contacted him, and he and his wife Tina are going to be on in the next few days or next week or so, whenever we can work out a time. But Debbie and I love Branson because in Branson there's a love for God and for country. As one building that we went into, one theater, it says that we stand for the flag, we kneel at the cross. We kneel for the cross. And so that's they're unashamed about that. Hey, we love our vets. And in almost every show, they ask people, hey, are you a veteran? Or are you serving our country in the military? We want to honor you. And they have those guys stand, or as in one show, we stood for them and clapped for them and just said thank you for your sacrifice and your service. And in Branson, it's wholesome entertainment because there is a fear and a reverence for God and a desire to honor God. Now, that's not in every single person's heart that ever gets on stage in Branson, but overall in that community and in that presentation of those shows, there is a fear of the Lord and there's an honor of Scripture and Christians, and that's why so many Christians love to go there. That's why so many veterans love to go there, because they sense a love of God and a love of country there in Branson. Well, this is what the Lord said, and Alex McFarland and I were talking last week at Share-a-thon, and we were talking about, you know, the pejorative, oh, you're a Christian nationalist, that's a cult, and that's heretical, you know, ideology, and I've had people accuse me of that, because if you say anything that they don't like from the pulpit, well, you're a Christian nationalist, you call out abortion, you call out transgenderism or homosexuality, and tell Christians, hey, we need to vote for values and godly values, and you got to use the scripture to influence how you vote, how you see the world. And I've had people call me names because of that. This is what the Lord says to the exiles who were living in Babylon. Thus says the Lord of hosts, this is Jeremiah 29, thus says the Lord of hosts, Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of angel armies, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and live in them, and plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and become the fathers of sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters and multiply there and do not decrease. Now listen to this. This is verse 7, Jeremiah 29, verse 7. Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will have welfare. That was given to the Jews who were exiled in Babylon. Babylon is a pagan city. It's a pagan empire. And they were living there in Babylon. And what were they supposed to do? Pray for its demise? No, the Lord says, seek the welfare of the city. And pray to the Lord on behalf of the city, for in its welfare you will have welfare. In its, what's the word for welfare? Shalom. In its completeness, in its soundness, in its peace and prosperity, you will have peace and prosperity. They were told to, in the Psalms, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and here they're told to pray for the shalom of Babylon. Now, if God tells the exiles to do that in the wicked city of Babylon, the pagan city of Babylon, where they worship Marduk, Ishtar, Bel, all these different false gods, then how much more should we in America pray for America, ask God to bless America, work to push America into blessing ground, into a place where God can bless us, where we acknowledge God, and where we thank God, and where we put God first, and where we want to honor God. You know, it's interesting when the Lord in Romans chapter 1, he talks about, for even though they knew God, they knew about him, Romans 1:21, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. They didn't honor God. They didn't give thanks to the Lord. Hey, what are we to do in our lives and in our country? Honor God. Fear God. Fear the Lord and his commandments, because this applies to every person. Give him honor. Give him glory. And give him thanks. And recognize him. You know, when we pledge allegiance, we say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. What a great land in which we live. Well, tremendous freedoms we enjoy, but they're going to go away unless we stand up as believers in the Lord Jesus and be counted, so that we can pass on the baton to our children and our grandchildren of a country, the baton of a country that honors freedom, the freedom to worship the Lord in spirit and truth, the freedom to recognize that God is God. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and cursed is the nation whose God is not. You're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Jameson Taylor, Director of Policy and Legislative Affairs for American Family Association. You're not going to want to miss it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Did you know the abortion pill accounts for over 50% of all abortions? Preborn Ministry continues to stand with women in crisis in their darkest hour and bring hope and life. After Marissa took the abortion pill, she immediately regretted it, but Preborn was there for her.
Look at that baby. Look how beautiful he is. Look at that. Abortion pill reversal actually works. Let's hear his heartbeat. Oh, look how strong it is. Oh, praise God.
By God's amazing grace, this baby was saved, but many more need our help. To learn how you can be a part of rescuing babies' lives and sharing the heart of Jesus, go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com, or dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 and say baby.
It was a bad move. Target invited men who say they feel like women into restrooms and changing areas designated for women. They probably guessed other retailers would follow their lead, but they were wrong. Others saw that bandwagon was headed in the wrong direction. We're not ready to sacrifice the safety of women and children for the sake of progressive bathroom policies. Invite Target to make a better move. Sign the Boycott Target Pledge at afa.net.
What we believe about the Bible is based on what we believe about its source.
The God Who Speaks, the award-winning documentary from the American Family Association, is now available in a special limited edition DVD set. This release includes a Sunday school curriculum and 2 hours of additional footage. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to get your copy today. Thegodwhospeaks.org.
And my father, your great-grandfather, fought in World War II.
Really?
He was a gunner on the big ship out in the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
Your great-grandmother did her part, too.
Was she on a ship?
Oh, no. She stayed back home. She and a lot of her friends worked really hard in a factory because the men had gone off to war.
Ooh.
And they held scrap metal drives to help in the war effort. The folks back home were heroes, too.
Here at the American Family Association, we consider you the heroes back home. As you fulfill your responsibility of caring for your family day to day, your partnership with us is crucial as we fight the enemies of freedom in America. Thank you for your commitment to the American Family Association.
Grandpa, what's a scrap metal drive?
Let's get some cookies, and I'll tell you all about it.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. We're talking about faith and politics, the intersection of faith and politics. And this morning we have Dr. Jameson Taylor with us. He's the Director of Policy and Legislative Affairs for American Family Association. And Dr. Taylor's mission is to equip Christian lawmakers to champion policies aimed at renewing and strengthening families and churches. And Dr. Jameson has a PhD in politics from the University of Dallas. Dr. Jameson, thank you and welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. So what do you see at stake in this upcoming election? I was listening to the poll that said 71% of voters think that the future of the country is at stake in this upcoming election on November 8th. Would you say that's an overstatement or that is true?
I believe that is absolutely true. You know, we hear this about every election, that this is going to be the most important election in the history of our country. But truly, these congressional midterms are the most important elections that we are seeing now. And I want to explain why. A lot of conservative voters are skeptical about voting right now. They have questions about the 2020 presidential election. They have questions about mail-in ballots, absentee ballots, ballot drop boxes, Zuckerbucks, all of these things that contributed to fraud in the 2020 election. They have questions about the legitimacy of voting at the state level. They have questions about executive orders that the Biden administration has put out, federalizing or attempting to federalize state elections. what we're seeing is a slow federal takeover of state elections using federal agencies. What we're also seeing is the Biden administration is just burning the Constitution. They're issuing rule after rule that is patently unconstitutional. They know they're going to lose in court, but what they're thinking is, hey, let's just get it out there. We know, for instance, that it's not constitutional for us to issue millions and millions of dollars of debt forgiveness because we don't have that constitutional authority over the budget, over spending. They know that it's unconstitutional to do these different things that they are doing. For instance, as I mentioned, federalizing elections. But they're going to do it anyway. And if voters don't vote in this next election, then this may well be the last real election that we ever see in our lifetimes. This may be the last real election that you will ever get the chance to vote in. Why? As I mentioned, because the Democrats are federalizing the election process via different rules. They tried to pass legislation a couple years ago. They weren't able to get it through. That doesn't matter to them. The legitimate constitutional process does not matter to them. So what they're doing now is using rulemaking. They're using federal agencies. They're using these big budget packages that they have passed that inside of those packages, they're all kind of get out the vote efforts. But these efforts are aimed toward getting Democrats out to vote. These efforts are aimed toward giving nonprofit organizations lots of money to, quote unquote, get out the vote. And what we're going to see are get out the vote efforts that are aimed toward getting Democrat votes out, that are aimed toward more unsolicited absentee ballots, more unsolicited mail-in ballots, ballot drop boxes, like all the fraud that we saw in 2020, you're going to see more of that. And so if people don't vote in this next election, again, this may be the last real election you ever get to vote in. So it is very, very important for Christians to show up in these midterm elections, and they have to vote for real conservatives. Because again, and what does that mean right now? That means someone who's willing to follow the law, someone who is willing to follow the Constitution. That's all it means right now to be a real conservative, that what you're seeking to conserve is freedom and democracy.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Dr. Taylor, because I haven't seen a lot of information about this in the news. I had said after the 2020 election, well, if you don't secure the integrity of the vote, what's the point of voting? If I'm going to spend the time to research candidates and vote and the thing is rigged, then I'm not going to play a game with you if I know I'm going to lose because you've rigged the result. What kind of assurance do we have that that's not taking place again in this election?
I think it is certainly going to take place. We're already seeing this in Pennsylvania, where they have said, you know, we're not going to have all the ballots counted by election night. It's going to take us a while to count all the mail-in ballots and absentee ballots. Now that's code for often, at least, well, let's say sometimes, let's be fair, sometimes. What that means is we're going to need a couple days to figure out how many votes we need to find so that we could win the election. We're already seeing that in Pennsylvania, so we're seeing a pretty tight Senate race that's very important in Pennsylvania. So, you know, that's a signal to me that, yes, we could expect that the Democrats are going to cheat in the midterms. I mean, they cheated in the presidential election. There's no reason to expect that they're not going to try to cheat again. What does that mean? That means that we have to show up even more. I mean, it's, you know, if you're playing a football game and there's a little bit of home cooking with the referees, that's part of the game. You know, it's not fair, but that's the way that it is. You have to show up as a team and you're going to have to score more. You're going to have to work harder. And that's what we have to do. The process is not completely broken. The reason it's not completely broken is because states still have their legitimate constitutional authority over state elections and over the administration of state and federal elections. But if Republicans don't take back the two chambers in these midterms, you're going to see these continuing efforts from the Biden administration, these rulemaking efforts that are not legitimate. But remember, Biden's appointing a lot of the judges that are going to look at this. Everyone complained about the pace of judicial appointments from the Trump administration. The pace of judicial appointments under the Biden administration has been even more significant. Biden is appointing a lot of the judges that are going to be looking at whether or not these rules that he's pushing through, whether or not they are legitimate. And if Congress doesn't say anything, and so far Congress is not saying anything. I mean, let's look at one of the most significant issues of our day that no one is talking about. The public health emergency that was declared under COVID about 2 years ago. It was reauthorized this past Thursday. Again, after the president has already said that COVID's over, there is no public health emergency. Yet Congress fails to hold the president accountable for that. They fail to say, you know what? He's out of his lane. We shouldn't have this emergency anymore. Why? Well, the Democrats are benefiting because you have all of these different welfare programs and other programs that are being expanded under the federal health emergency. And we know the polling shows very clearly, once Republicans get on welfare, they vote Democrat and they keep voting Democrat. Welfare is a kind of Democrat voter turnout scheme. But also, you have a lot of Republicans, conservatives, that are benefiting from these different programs that are being pushed through under the Biden administration. They're getting contracts to administer these programs. Everyone's gotten comfortable with these programs. But there's no legitimacy to this public health emergency, and yet it keeps getting reauthorized. Congress does nothing. So the only people that are going to hold the Biden administration accountable right now are voters. Voters are going to have to put the fear of God literally into our lawmakers so that they understand that they're going to be accountable, that the American public is paying attention, and that they want a change in course.
Well, it seems to me, Dr. Taylor, that the love of money really is at the forefront of everything going on in politics, money and power. So it's been disheartening to me to see so many doctors, American Medical Association, CDC, places that are supposed to be governed by science, not by politics, just cave because they're getting paid. Climate change is a good example. Well, climate change is a joke, but hey, you pay a scientist enough money, he can give you whatever results you want. Are you seeing that even more today than maybe 20, 30 years ago, where the love of money and power is just corrupting people to the core?
I think that's an issue. I think it's always been an issue. And in many ways, the American experiment has been successful because we account for that. You know, the founders talk about that men are not angels and they're not setting up a governmental system for people that are perfect. I think what we're seeing now, though, is a complete corruption of the media so that they conceal stories that are unfavorable to Democrats and to liberals. They conceal, for instance, the debt. I mean, no one is talking about our federal debt. And as interest rates go up, we literally are getting to a point where we will not be able to afford the interest payments on the debt. I'm not even talking about paying off the debt. I'm talking about the interest payments on the debt. Right now, people don't want to buy American debt. Other countries is what I mean. They don't want to even buy American debt because the interest rates aren't high enough. In other words, they don't want to take on that risk unless they're going to get a greater return on their investment. That's a signal that the government is going to have to increase interest rates to attract buyers of their debt. And what that means is more money going out to pay the debt, less money to pay for all of these social programs, to pay for all of this aid going to Ukraine, to pay for all of these other things that we've just gotten used to. And so I think people got very comfortable with the status quo and very lazy about participating in our government. They've kind of taken what we have for granted. They fail to educate themselves. People often don't pay that much attention to what's going on in their public schools. And I know your listeners do. Your listeners do. They're concerned about all of these things. But the vast majority of Americans are just kind of skating along, and they've taken democracy for granted. I think that is the real problem right now.
Okay, so how would you advise a Christian to prepare themselves? I was listening to Sandy's program this morning, and you know, it's hard to find what candidates believe. You know, we know the big name candidates, but some of the lesser candidates, it's like everybody's had probably the experience of going into the voting booth and it's like, ah, these two people, I don't know what either of these people believe about things. How do we find out that information that's solid information?
Well, iVoter Guide is a great resource that voters can use to learn about candidates. You can determine whether or not they are a verified conservative. You know, a lot of candidates are going to say that they're pro-life. They're going to say that they support fiscal responsibly policies. They're going to say that they're pro-family. But what does that really mean? And so what iVoter Guide does is it looks to candidates' actual voting records, and it looks to other things that they've said and done, and they compile a very accurate and very strong record that is reliable for people to use to determine what they need to know about their candidates. So iVoterGuide.com, you can go on the website, type in your address. It'll give you all the information you need on different candidates in your area. I also encourage people to pray over these upcoming elections. This is very, very important. You know, we're called in the Bible to pray for our leaders. You know, maybe even do a little bit of fasting, skip a meal or something on election day. Or even more if you feel called to do that. But also ask for people that you know. Once you learn about candidates, go to iVoter Guide. Once you learn about the good candidates in your area, talk to four people that you know and ask them to vote for this candidate. That, I mean, right now what we're seeing are very, very close elections all across the country. You know, I was thinking about this. I was kind of disappointed that the elections are so close because the Biden administration has been such a disaster for the United States. I mean, inflation is sky high. The economy is starting to tank. Gas prices are sky high. We've seen all of this transgender stuff. We've seen unconstitutional act after unconstitutional act. And I'm sitting here wondering, why is this election even close? I mean, The Republicans should be blowing this out of the water, but they're not.
Now, why is that?
Well, I think it's because a lot of Republicans don't actually believe in the conservative principles that they say they believe in. They're not authentic. And that's what voters are really looking for right now, authenticity. They want a candidate that they, you know, they may not agree entirely with what this candidate is saying, but they want a candidate that they believe is telling them the truth. And I think that's very important as Republicans think about the candidates that they run in the future. But, you know, I also had a glimmer of hope, and I thought I looked at some other countries and what do they think about some of these issues? How divided are they? And what I found is that a lot of countries around the world are not divided because they have pretty much settled on socialism. And our divisions actually suggest a really robust opposition to the globalist socialist plans that the Biden administration is foisting upon America. And that gives me some hope to know that actually at least half of Americans are paying attention. They are concerned about the future of our country. If you see the polls out right now, a vast majority of people believe that the country is headed in the wrong direction. So some people are paying attention. And right now what we're looking is that swinging the election are independent voters. If Republicans can get these independent voters, then they're going to win. And so I encourage listeners, talk to people that you know. Tell them, you know, hey, I'm supporting this candidate. This is why. I think he's a good candidate. He or she is a good candidate for XYZ reasons. And use your influence over, you know, four people. Just talk to four people. And I think if your listeners do that, then they can really have an impact on the elections in their communities.
Well, we have just a few more, about a minute left. A quick question. So, Dr. Taylor, you immerse yourself in this. Are you encouraged or discouraged with what you see?
I think I am. I'm encouraged for the reasons that I just said, of that Americans still do believe in the American dream. We still do believe in the promises of the Constitution. And, you know, there are a lot of folks that are out there praying. There are a lot of folks out there that are working hard in different ministries. And we need to just exercise the political influence that we already have. Christians need to vote, but also talk to your neighbors, ask them to vote. Tell them who you're voting for, tell them why. get involved in the different Republican women's groups or whatever it may be, get more involved in your community. If we do that, then we can win.
Amen.
The AFA Resource Center has all your favorite items, everything from books, movies, shirts, and even hats. Introducing AFA's polyester and twill hats, starting at just $18. Whether you're into fashion, a collector, or you're just having a bad hair day, these hats are just what you need. You can buy one for yourself or a friend. Purchase your AFA hat today at resources.afa.net. AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way. The Alexa way.
So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
Jesus would often heal someone or perform a miracle for them and then tell them to keep quiet about it. What's with that? Well, I'm not sure, but I think some experiences are too deep and too profound for chit-chat. I'm all for testimonies, but if they don't include a you-had-to-be-there element, they're probably not that big a deal. When I've had genuine encounters with God, I didn't want to talk. I wanted to kneel and worship. Words are my business, but sometimes there just aren't the words. I don't speak in tongues, but sometimes I wish I did. I'm Steve Brown. You think about that. Share what you just heard with a friend. Go to youthinkaboutthat.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your healthcare. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-44-BIBLE. That's 833-44-BIBLE. 833-44-BIBLE.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. We've been talking about faith and politics, and we are opening the phone lines, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. I'd love to talk to you about the upcoming elections in November, November the 8th. And I wanted to let you know about an election radio special and an AFA streaming event that is tonight at 6 p.m. Central Time. And it's the time that From His Heart Ministries normally comes on, and we're going to have this election event. It's going to be led by Walker Wildman as he leads a panel discussion on what's at stake in this upcoming election, what you need to know. And it's live streamed. You can listen to it on the air, just the radio or AFA streaming. It's brought to you, the election special is brought to you by AFA Action. And so if you go to afa.net and or afr.net, afa.net, you can find that and watch it online or listen to it just on American Family Radio, and it's going to be very informative and very helpful. We do, as Dr. Jameson Taylor said, we do need to be praying for these upcoming elections, and we need to be preparing ourselves. We need to find out who's running for what and what those candidates believe the best we can. You know, candidates can lie and tell you they believe a certain thing that they don't, God forbid, but that does happen. And so the best we can, prepare ourselves so we know who stands where on the issues. Abortion is a big issue. Sex and gender, a big issue. Religious freedom, a big issue. And so we need to be wise, innocent as doves, but wise as serpents. So the number to call is 888-589-8840. And we have Alan on the line from North Carolina. Alan, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, Reverend Reason. Thank you so much for what you do. Your topic this morning is really very interesting, as all of your topics are, but this is so appropriate for our country today. One of the books that I had put together, I used the information about the black-robed regiment. And for anyone who is not familiar with this, it just talks about the role that pastors played in America before the Revolution. And what they did was they thundered righteousness from the pulpits, and they used the Bible to talk about the specific injustices that we were experiencing from England. Some of the people have given them so much credit to say that if it had not been for them, there never would have been an American Revolution, and we would be speaking the Queen's English today. But whenever people try to tell us that Christianity has no role in politics, that is absolutely not true. They're trying to put us on the defensive and to keep us quiet. But our country was founded on the Judeo-Christian ethic, and we are firmly rooted in it. And we as Christians have not only a right, but we have a responsibility to become very active in politics. I often tell people that we need to pray a Psalm 91 hedge of protection around our country, and we need to pray as if it's all up to God, and then we need to do everything we can as if it's all up to us. Again, thank you for your topic. Thank you for your ministry.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate that. That's a good word. Yeah, I firmly believe that pastors especially, we need to speak on the issues that people are talking about because the Bible addresses those. And they're not just outside of the realm of Christianity. They're not outside of the realm of Scripture. What does God have to say about these issues that are in the news and that people are, discussing back and forth and back and forth, and we need to hear from God. Thus says the Lord. That's the job of a preacher. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. And hey, just know that people aren't going to like it. And you will have people tell you, oh, you know, you shouldn't get political. You're not getting political. You're getting biblical. And you're telling people, hey, on this issue, this is what God says. Thus says the Lord. And you pull out the cover that so many people want to have, that I can call myself a Christian and vote any way I want. And that's just, that's fine. Don't ever talk to me about any of that stuff. Hey, it matters. You don't want to vote for, as I said earlier, you don't want to vote for any candidate that's going to be for the brutal dismemberment of an unborn baby. God would never be before that. He would never be for a candidate who was for that. You shall not murder. And people talk about being a one-issue voter. Well, you can't be a one-issue voter. Well, you can when that one issue is that huge and that massive. And so I appreciate your comments, Alan. Appreciate you calling in. We have Lynn from Arkansas on the line. Lynn, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to say, excuse me, when I'm at church and somebody makes a comment, I'm kind of wondering where they're coming from. So the way I do it is I ask, do you listen to news? And then, oh, what station do you listen to? But then when I hear that they listen to like CBS or something like that, and I'm not saying Fox is perfect because I'm totally aware of some of their pitfalls. But if you had to choose on regular network news, you'd hear more truth on that station than on the other ones. But then I don't really know what to say because I know what I'm feeling. What I'm feeling is you know, what are you listening to that for? You know, there's so many lies on that station, but obviously that's abrasive. So anyway.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Great question. I think that, you know, when you ask people what they're listening to, you can probably open up the conversation and just saying, how do you know what you're listening to is unbiased, that they're actually giving you the news? Because we live in a day and age of fake news. And so maybe that's an opportunity to share with, you know, hey, I listen to American Family Radio, and they are really good at giving you the truth. What is actually being said? What was actually done? They're not editing things to present a narrative. I think Sandy Rios, along with many others on the American Family Radio Network, just do an excellent job at sharing the truth from a biblical perspective. We had a guy come in, Lynn. I had him on the program Friday, Ricky Shillette, and he wrote down, he was talking about divine design, and he was talking about transgenderism and gender dysphoria and preferred pronouns, all that stuff. And he said, you know, there's a Christian worldview, a biblical worldview, and a worldly worldview, man's worldview, and a humanistic worldview, and they couldn't be more different. And so you have to see where is this coming from? Is it coming from a person that says God's in charge of all things, or is it coming from a person that says, hey, man can be his own God? You know, the lie of the devil hasn't gone away. Eve, if you eat of this fruit, you will be like God, knowing good and evil. And when you're like God, you won't need God. And God never created us to not need him. He wants us to be like him. That's the subtlety of the lie. And one day Jesus is going to make us like himself. But we never become him. We never don't need him anymore, because you know, we're just like you, and so you're superfluous. It's not like that at all. We always need the Lord, and he makes us holy like himself and pure and perfect like himself, but we always need him. So I appreciate you calling in today, Lynn. I appreciate your boldness. Keep speaking the truth in love to a lost and dying world. Well, we have James on the line from Tennessee. James, welcome to Real Truth for today.
Thank you. I got a comment, and then I've got an issue I want to bring up.
Okay.
I just was thinking about this election, and I have one candidate on the ballot who actually matters. None of the, you know, as far as the national elections are concerned, that's all I've got to vote for in this election, and it's like he's a rhino, and so. It made me realize, as I thought over the elections, I'm now 77 years old, so I've got, you know, approximately 60 elections under my belt at this point. And I realized that over the years, I've only had six candidates in that entire time that I voted for. All my other elections, either I didn't think it mattered who I voted for, or they were people, or I was voting against somebody, you know. Mm-hmm. And I realized how kind of pathetic it was. I mean, it wasn't that there weren't people around the country that I liked, but they weren't on my ballot. They were on somebody else's ballot. So
right.
I thought, that is really it. And essentially, you know, there's a lot of reasons to vote against Democrats in this election, but there's not many reasons to vote for Republicans. And I think that's one of the reasons we've got a problem with this election, is that the Republicans are generating no real interest among the electorate.
That's a good point, James.
So at any rate.
Yeah, very good point. We need to have more good, godly people run for office. And I realize politics is dirty. And a lot of people say, I'm not interested in that. I don't want to get involved in that. But
yeah, well, see, I think the issue is that people have got to realize that if you show up at the gate, St. Peter's takes a look at you. If you're not covered with mud from head to toe, he's going to say closed. if you haven't gotten out there and gotten your nose dirty from head to toe, you ain't coming in the door.
Yeah. Well, it does say in Revelation 21, the first group of persons that are excluded from heaven, but for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable.
That's right.
So we don't need cowards in the Christian life.
The issue I wanted to bring up, I don't want to get distracted off into this too far. I just wanted to make my comment. But
sure.
The issue I wanted to bring up is we have a feature in the law since 1914 called release time instruction. And it allows you to take your children out of school, out of the school environment during instruction time to give them alternate instruction. And there are, now I found out there are four groups in the country who have ever used this. There's a group of parents in Pennsylvania who've used it for 30 years. There's the Catholic Church has used it only in the state of Utah for 15 years. Mormons in the state of Utah have used it for probably 100 years. And there's a group of 13 schools in Michigan who've used it for some recent number of years. I haven't got a start time for them. But basically what it is you can set up a class that is off school property so you can teach religious material, and you can teach your kids, and allows you to provide alternate education. For instance, you could teach biblical financial literacy, sex education, Bible instruction, anything else you want to set up. And if you can get the pastors and stuff to do it, you've got your churches. I mean, there are some churches, their buildings are used 5 hours a week.
Right, right. There's opportunities.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you saying that, James, and sharing that. I didn't mean to cut you off, but we're running out of time, and I want to get Mark, our last caller, Mark from Texas. Mark, welcome to Real Truth for Today. Go ahead.
Good morning, Pastor Strive. I was just going to share my experience as a home health physical therapist. I was thrown out by a patient of mine in home health because she asked for my opinion about the open borders. And I said, well, I don't agree with that because it is not fair to the American people. I'm from the Philippines, and our country doesn't have an open border, and I don't know of any country who has an open border. And she said to me, well, you have no compassion. You must be a Trump supporter. I said, ma'am, it doesn't matter who I support. I am not from here. I'm from the Philippines. And I'm just worried about the American people having to shoulder all the expenses plus having to deal with the risk of letting people in that might not be upright individuals who can bring crimes, bring diseases. But that's all I said, and the patient just threw me out of the house. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, I appreciate that, Mark, and I appreciate your taking a stand and telling your patients boldly what you believe in and why you believe in it. So you've been listening to Real Truth for Today, and we were talking today about faith and politics. Now, tomorrow we're going to take a big U-turn from that, and we're going to talk about encouragement with America's Minister of Encouragement, Dr. Dennis Swanberg. He's here for a senior adult event at First Baptist Texarkana, and I'm going to have him in the studio tomorrow, and we are going to share an encouraging word to help you keep going in the Christian life. It can be hard, but it is worth it. So shine for Christ and share what great things the Lord has done for you, and God will bless you and God will use you. Until next time, God bless.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.